The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 8, text number 6. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 22nd, 2012, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yang yang vapi smaram bhavam sajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita Yang yang vapi smaram bhavam Sajat yante kalevaram Tham tham evaiti kaunteya Sada tad bhava bhavita Yam yam Whatever
Kakvoto I
Va api, at all, smaran, remembering, bhavam, nature, jajati, gives up, ante, at the end. Kalevaram, this body, tam tam, similar, eva, certainly, eti, gets, kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Sada, always, Tat, that, Bhava, state of being, Bhavita, remembering, Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Purport. The process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. But it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. This is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? Maharaj Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred in the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thought at the moment of death. One's thoughts at the moment of death. So this life creates one's next life. If in one's present life one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one to be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendentally, or transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of one's life. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamsha. So sometimes we hear that, well, so-and-so was a devotee, so when he left his body, he went back to Godhead. But here we see Maharaj Bharat is a very highly elevated transcendentalist, a great Kshatriya king. And he didn't go back to Godhead. When our exalted Godbrother Jayananda Prabhu, the famous Rath Yatra hero, left his body, Prabhupada wrote a letter. Prabhupada was saying, well, he either went to the heavenly planets or he went back to Godhead. But then he concluded, because he was hearing the kirtan at the time of leaving his body, he went back to Godhead. So it's not some automatic thing that everybody, because they were practicing Krishna consciousness, they all go back to Godhead. It's not automatic.
Така че не е автоматично нещо. Всеки един, който е практикувал Кришна съзнание, че задължително ще се върне.
It depends on what they were thinking of at the last moment.
Зависи от това за какво си мислили в последния момент.
If they're thinking of Krishna, yes, they go back to Godhead.
Ако те си мислят за Кришна в последния момент, да, тогава те отиват при Бога.
But as Prabhupada clearly states here, if they're thinking of something else other than Krishna, it's not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state.
Но тук Шрила Прабхупада много ясно казва, не е истина, че ако някой мисли за нещо друго освен Кришна, той ще постигне същото състояние.
So we really have to take this very seriously.
Така че ние трябва да приемем това много сериозно.
Not that I was initiated a devotee, you know, and I follow the principles, and that means I went back to God automatically.
Това, че съм бил приемен, отдаден и че следвам принципите, не означава, че автоматично ще се върна в Бога.
The point is, we have to train ourselves to always think of Krishna.
А тук важният момент е, че ние трябва да тренираме себе си винаги да мислим за Кришна.
If we allow ourselves to be frivolous and not be fixed in Krishna consciousness,
ако позволяваме на себе си да бъдем такива по-свободни и
we might be in a frivolous state of mind when we leave our body.
Тогава в момента, в който напускаме тялото си, може да сме в същото frivolous.
Which will mean taking breath again.
Да, своеволно състояние.
So we should be very serious about Krishna consciousness.
Така че трябва да бъдем много сериозни за Кришна съзнание.
All day long.
през целия ден.
From the moment we get up to the moment we take rest at night.
От момента, в който се събуждаме, до момента, в който си лягаме.
And that how serious we are will show in our how we talk, how we act.
Колко сериозни сме, ще си покаже по начина, по който ние говорим, по начина, по който действаме.
You may say, well, that doesn't sound like it's a lot of fun. I enjoy being frivolous.
Някой може да каже, ма това не звучи като така да е много весело. Аз се наслаждавам на това да бъда свободомислящ, да действам.
I mean, come on, can I goof around and be frivolous?
Sorry?
Can I play around and be frivolous?
Не може ли просто да си играя на около и да така имам по-голяма свобода?
Well, you can do whatever you want. I mean, it's Krishna gives you the liberty to be frivolous if you want to be.
Ти може да си правиш каквото си искаш. Кришна ти е дал свободата да бъдеш този, който ти искаш да бъдеш.
But you have to understand if you're frivolous at the time of death, you may not go back to Godhead.
Трябва да разбереш, че ако има същото съзнание в момента на смъртта, няма да се върнеш при Бога.
So they say, but being serious all the time, it doesn't sound like it's very relishable.
Ама да бъдеш толкова сериозен през цялото време не звучи като нещо, което е много така приятно, може да му се наслаждаваш.
That means you don't understand what Krishna consciousness is if you think that way.
Това означава, че ти не разбираш какво е Кришна съзнание, ако мислиш по този начин.
Because the fact is this.
Понеже факта е следния.
The more you become serious about Krishna consciousness, the more you relish the bliss.
Колкото по-сериозен ставаш в Кришна съзнание, толкова повече се наслаждаваш на блаженството на Кришна.
The happiness of Krishna consciousness is not some superficial hee-ha, hee-ha, you know, joking around.
Щастието в Кришна съзнание не е нещо
изкуствено,
просто да шегуваш много.
The happiness of Krishna consciousness is giving pleasure to Krishna.
Щастието в Кришна съзнание е да носиш щастие на Кришна, удовлетворение на Кришна.
By your thoughts,
чрез твоите мисли,
by your words,
чрез твоите думи,
and by your deeds,
и чрез твоите дела.
And you can do that in any situation. Doesn't matter, you see.
И ти можеш да правиш това всяка една ситуация, няма значение каква.
In this material world, sometimes things are very nice.
Този материалният свят понякога изглежда много добре.
Sometimes they're horrible.
Понякога обаче изглежда ужасно.
It doesn't matter.
Няма значение.
All you have to do is think, speak, and act in such a way that Krishna is pleased with you.
Което трябва да правите, да мислите, да говорите и да действате по такъв начин, че Кришна да удовлетворява.
So how do you know what is pleasing to Krishna?
А как да разберем какво удовлетворява Кришна?
The spiritual master is there.
Духовният учител за това е там.
You have to see, am I pleasing the spiritual master?
Трябва да видите какво удовлетворява духовният учител.
Is he pleased with me?
Той удовлетворен ли от мен?
Are the senior devotees pleased with me? Is it?
Дали старшите преданно дадени се удовлетворени?
Senior devotees there also, there are siksha gurus, you see.
Старшите преданно дадени те също са шикша гурус.
So in this way we have to see if I'm actually pleasing Krishna by pleasing the guru and the senior devotees.
По този начин трябва да видим дали удовлетворяваме Кришна чрез това.
Are they satisfied with my behavior?
Дали удовлетворяваме гуру и старшите преданни?
Are they satisfied by the way that I speak?
Дали те са удовлетворени по начина, по който ние говорим?
It's a very important point.
Това е много важен момент.
Because this is how we become qualified to go back to Godhead.
Това е начина, по който ние се квалифицираме и се върнем обратно при Бога.
By satisfying Krishna.
Удовлетворявайки Кришна.
The more you satisfy Krishna,
колкото повече удовлетворяваме Кришна,
the more you become dear to Krishna.
Толкова по-скъпи ставаме ние на Кришна.
Yes, when you're very dear to Krishna, he will take you back to his abode.
Когато сте много скъпи на Кришна, той ще ви вземе обратно в неговата обител.
So how do you become dear to Krishna?
Как ставате скъп на Кришна?
You have to hold Krishna as the most dear object of love.
Трябва да държите Кришна вашият най-скъп обект на любовта.
As described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22.
Както се казва в Бхагавад Гита 9:22.
Ананьяшчантаянто мам єджана парюпасате. For one who worships me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form.
За някой, който ме
I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Just think about the Krishna's statement. Exclusive devotion. That means you're only devoted to one thing and one thing only, and that is Krishna. I'm not devoted to my senses. I'm not devoted to my family members or my friends or my country. I'm only devoted to Krishna. Of course, when you are devoted to Krishna, because everyone and everything is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore you become the best devotee of everyone and everything when you become devoted to Krishna.
Затова ти ставаш най-добрият предан на всичко и всеки, когато се дадеш на Кришна.
There is no better citizen than the Vaishnava. He is the perfect citizen.
Няма по-добър гражданин от Вайшнавите.
Because he always thinks, speaks, and acts for the best welfare of all living entities.
Понеже един Вайшнава, той винаги действа, говори за благото на всички живи същества.
But he does that, you see, by channeling all of his love to Krishna.
Но той прави това, като канализира цялата си любов към Кришна.
Just as we feed all of the food to the belly.
Точно както ние поставяме всичката храна в нашия стомах.
In that way, all the bodily parts are nourished.
И по този начин всички останали части на тялото получават своята енергия.
So just try to learn this art.
Просто се опитайте да научите това изкуство.
How to do everything for Krishna's pleasure.
Как да правите всичко за удоволствието на Кришна.
24 hours a day.
24 часа на ден.
Don't be frivolous.
Не дейте да бъдете свободни.
Don't be whimsical.
Не дейте да.
Just always try to do everything for the pleasure of your spiritual master and Krishna.
Опитайте се винаги да правите всичко за удоволствието на вашия духовен учител и удоволствието на Кришна.
Just think, well, if Prabhupada was here, how would I speak right now? If he was listening to my speech, how would I speak if Prabhupada was here hearing what I was saying?
Мислете последния начин. Ако Шрила Прабхупада беше сега тук и той ме слушаше, как аз щях да говоря?
How would I act if Prabhupada was here?
Ако Прабхупада беше тук, как аз щях да действам?
You may say, well, why should I think like that? Prabhupada's not here.
А вие веднага може да кажем, защо да мисля така? Прабхупада не е тук.
Well, for you, he's not here, if you're thinking like that.
Ако мислиш така за тебе, той не е тук.
But for that person who thinks, let me speak and act in such a way as if Prabhupada were here, for such a person, Prabhupada is here.
Но за тази личност, която си мисли, нека да говори и да действам по такъв начин.
He can feel Prabhupada's presence.
Прабхупада е тук, за него Шрила Прабхупада наистина е представен.
That person who is always trying to please Prabhupada, he always feels Prabhupada's presence.
Такава личност, тя винаги се опитва да удовлетвори.
He always has Prabhupada's blessings.
Винаги има благословията на Шрила.
He always has Prabhupada's guidance.
Винаги има ръководството на Шрила.
So we have to learn this mood, this humble, sober, serious mood of Krishna consciousness.
Така че ние трябва да научим това настроение, това смирено и сериозно.
It takes time, it's a fact.
Настроение в Кришна.
Because we're very much addicted to, you know, material happiness and distress.
Но това отнема някакво време, понеже ние сме много привързани към материално щастие и страдание.
To whatever extent you enjoy materially, to that extent you will also suffer.
В каквато степен вие се опитвате да се наслаждавате материално, в тази степен вие ще трябва да страдате.
So the intelligent person reduces his enjoyment, material enjoyment, down to the point of zero, nil.
Затова интелигентната личност тя се опитва да намали своето материално наслаждение до нула.
The more you reduce your material enjoyment, the more you reduce your material suffering. And the more you increase your material enjoyment, the more you increase your material suffering. So, intelligent person thinks, let me give up this nonsense material enjoyment.
Така че една интелигентна личност тя не иска да се занимава с това глупости едно
също. It appears to be very pleasurable, but actually it's simply the source of my misery.
Тя знае, изглежда, че това ще ми донесе щастие, но всъщност това е просто източник на.
Let me simply do those things. Let me simply enjoy those things that give pleasure to Krishna.
Нека да се наслаждавам на тези неща, които биха донесли удоволствие на Кришна.
Such as chanting Hare Krishna.
Например, като повтарянето на Hare Krishna.
Tasting Krishna Prasad.
Човек да вкусва Кришна Прасад.
Hearing the glories of Krishna.
Човек да слуша славата на Кришна.
Speaking the glories of Krishna.
Да възхвалява Кришна.
Reading the teachings of Krishna.
Да изучава ученията,
които. Distributing the teachings of Krishna.
Да разпространява тези учения.
In this way, let me completely purify my consciousness. Such a person will actually feel the presence of Krishna. You become completely free from all suffering. For him, the moment of death is not a big deal. Because he's already liberated. Even within his present body. As confirmed by Rupa Goswami. Iha yasha harer dashe karmana manasa gira nikalasvapyavastasu jivan muktasa uchite. For one who engages his body, mind and words always in the service of Krishna. Liberation is already attained. Even in all varieties of material situations, he remains a liberated soul. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu
1-2-187.
So it's up to you, Prabhus. It's up to you, Matajis, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want? Are you serious about relishing, about attaining the real happiness of Krishna Prema?
Дали вие сте сериозни да постигнете истинското щастие на Кришна Према?
If you are, there's nothing material that can stop you.
Ако наистина желаете това, няма нищо, което може да ви спре.
Simply you have to be serious.
Просто трябва да бъдете сериозни.
That I want Krishna and nothing but Krishna.
Аз искам Кришна и нищо друго освен.
I'm going to give up Maya. She's been a very bad girlfriend.
Искам да изоставя Майя. Тя е моя много лоша приятелка.
Не. A real cheating girlfriend.
Винаги се опитва да ме измами.
Let me simply have Krishna.
Нека просто да имам Кришна.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. And this way you'll become happy.
По този начин ще станете щастлив.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Въпроси, ако има.
Как да изоставим по-бързо Майя Деви?
How to give up faster, Майя Деви?
How to give up what?
Майя Деви faster.
Oh, how to give up Майя even faster. Actually, preaching is the secret.
Проповядването е тайна.
That's the special fast track. The bhakti, preaching.
Това е бързия начин проповядване.
It's like in the airport they have, and in the US they have the regular security, which is very slow and tedious, and they also have fast track security for special elite passengers.
Както например в Америка на летищата има два вида охрана. Едните са обикновените, където минават всички хора, обаче има и такива, през които може много бързо да мине за специални.
If you have the proper frequent flyer status, you can, like, especially in the UK, it really pays off there. They have, it's called fast track customs clearance.
Ако имаш специален статус, както например само.
Actually, the best ones in the US, they have what's called global entry. Instead of going through the big queue, you just take your passport, you put on a little scanner, you put your fingerprints, go boop, 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 click, and you're gone. You're done with customs.
Една машина там, отиваш, слагаш си отпечатъците, натискаш едни кодове и готово минаваш.
The other people are waiting a half an hour in a big queue and you're through in within 60 seconds you're through it, you see.
Другите хора чакат поне по половин час, а ти за една минута.
So there's also a fast track for bhakti.
Има и по същия начин, бърз начин.
And that fast track is for the preachers.
Човек да напредне в бхакти.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya ordered everybody to be a preacher.
Sorry.
Lord Chaitanya ordered everyone to be a preacher. And Jariteka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agaya Guru Hoyutara Edesh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. And this way you become a guru, a preacher, and deliver the people of this country.
Който и да срещнеш, инструктирай го за Кришна и по този начин стани гуру, духовен учител и освободи хората.
Lord Chaitanya has confirmed.
Бог Чайтанья потвърди.
Начатасман манушейшу кашчен яй приякриттамаха павитана чамейтасмад анья приятаробави. Krishna says, there is nobody more dear to me in this world than the preacher.
Кришна казва, Бхагавад-гита, няма никой, който ми е по-скъп от проповедниците.
Nor will there ever be anyone more dear.
Нито някой ще има някой, който да ми е по-скъп.
So we will take up this preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya.
Така че ако ние се заемем с тази проповедническа
мисия, you're on the fast track to Prema Bhakti.
Това е бързия път.
So where do you begin your preaching? Well, everyone has a bhakta program. Everybody gets to be the leader of their own bhakta program. So who's this bhakta that you're going to train up in your bhakta program? Do you know who is that bhakta that you will train up? That is you. You must first train up yourself to be Krishna conscious. The rascal mind, is
it?
Yesterday at the program, one of the devotees, I noticed during the kirtan, she wasn't chanting, she was just sitting there. During the kirtan, she was just sitting.
На програмата аз забелязах една отправена удайте.
And I, after the kirtan, I talked to her. She said, well, I can't control my mind. I had to tell her, no, you do have the power to control your mind. You simply have to bring your mind under control. That's all. You have to decide, I'm going to bring my mind under control. And then I sang a couple of lines for her from that song by Govindadev. Bajahure mana Srinandanandana Abhaya charanara vindude. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. So that's where your preaching career begins, right there. You train up that little rascal mind. Okay, little fella. Time for you to get trained up. You're going to always think of Krishna. You're not going to have no more sense gratification for you, little fella. Now you must always be in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. And when you can, by taking that very strong position with your own mind, you become empowered to become a very potent and powerful preacher for convincing others, you see.
да станете много изключително влиянен и силен.
In other words, to whatever extent you brought your own mind under control.
С други думи, до каквато степен вие сте успели да се научите да контролирате вашия ум.
To that extent, you will be powerful for pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement.
До такава степен вие ще имате сила, енергия да бутате напред това движение.
It doesn't matter what your position is.
Няма значение каква е вашата позиция.
You can be a mother raising a child.
Може да бъдете майка, която си.
You can be a student going to college.
Може да сте студент.
You can be a pujari, a businessman, a cook. It doesn't matter what your position is.
Businessman, готвач, няма значение каква позиция.
To whatever extent you have brought your mind under control.
Каквато степен вие сте покорили ума си.
To that extent, you will be successful in pushing for this Krishna consciousness movement.
В такава степен вие ще бъдете успешни да разпространявате това движение за Кришна.
So that's the secret of how to be a good preacher.
Това е тайната да, как да бъдете добри проповедници.
And what is the best discipline for bringing the mind under control?
Коя е най-добрата дисциплина за да покорите ума си?
Your japa.
Мантруването.
Focus on chanting very good rounds.
Фокусирайте се да мантрувате много добри кръгове.
As I explained the other day, Prabhupada told that disciple, when you chant your japa, feel the presence of Krishna.
Както аз обяснях преди няколко дена, Шрила Прабхупада казва на този свой ученик.
So we will learn how to feel Krishna's presence and try to associate with him in full loving surrender when you chant your japa.
Когато мантруваш, опитай се да усещаш присъствието на Кришна.
Your mind will become so satisfied in Krishna consciousness. You will lose interest in anything else other than Krishna consciousness.
Ако можем да направим това, нашият ум ще бъде толкова удовлетворен в Кришна съзнание.
And in that state, when you tell others about Krishna,
и в това състояние, ако вие говорите на другите за
Кришна, it will be so potent.
Това ще има толкова голям.
It will be so sweet.
Ще бъде толкова сладко.
Just oozing with oceans of nectar.
Ще прелива просто от нектар.
That people will go, wow.
И хората ще казват, wow.
This is awesome.
Това е невероятно.
It be like every word coming out of your mouth will be like a gulab jamun.
Всяка дума, която излиза от устата, ще бъде като гулаб джамун.
People just love to hear you preach. You say, wow, this is amazing.
Хората ще се радват толкова много да ви чуят да проповядат. Те ще казват, това е невероятно.
So if you will cultivate your own Krishna consciousness very seriously every day when you chant your rounds.
Ако култивирате сериозно вашето Кришна съзнание, като сериозно мантрувате вашите кръгове.
And you will do everything you can to help push forward this movement.
Всеки ден. И вие направите най-доброто от себе си да бутате напред това проповедничество.
Your chances of going back to Godhead are 99.999%. You're in very good shape.
Да се върнете обратно при Бога са 99.999%.
And even if you don't make it, if for some reason your mind flips to a, you know, a dog at the time of
death.
Or a cow, maybe, you know. Still, you, in your next life, you'll be in a very good position to continue where you left off.
За някакво куче или някаква крава, въпреки това, в следващия си живот ще бъдете в много добра позиция да продължите.
Krishna says, my devotee is never vanquished.
Krishna казва,
so even if you do have to take birth again, you take birth in a rich family, a very, very rich family, like the Ford family or something like that. Or you'll take birth in a very family of very advanced devotees. You, in other words, you get a very good facility in your next life to continue with your practice.
Или ще се родите в семейство на много напреднали преподаватели. С други думи, ще получите много добри условия да продължите духовно.
So either you go back to Godhead, if you seriously take up this path, you go back to Godhead, you get a really first-class situation in your next birth.
С други думи, ако вие сте много сериозни, ще получите, дори да не се върнете веднага, ще получите много добри условия.
So either way, you're in good shape. Krishna will take good care of you.
Така че и в двата случая сте в много добра позиция. Кришна ще се погрижи за вас.
Krishna never forgets service rendered by his devotee.
Кришна никога не забравя служението, което му е дадено от неговите
преданици. Every little service you've ever done in your whole devotional career, Krishna remembers every single thing you ever did. Every pot you washed, Every toilet you cleaned, every book you distributed, Krishna remembers all of it. He knows everything you've done for him. Every cow you milked and offered the milk to Krishna. Krishna knows every dollar of whatever your currency is, every dollar you gave to the temple. He knows everything. But as Prabhupada pointed out, he also sees what you're holding back. So don't cheat. Give everything to Krishna.
Дайте всичко на Кришна.
That's the point.
Това е.
In this way, you'll be on the fast track.
И по този начин вие ще бъдете на бързия път обратно.
Any other questions? Param Jyoti Prabhu.
In regard to the preaching, because we know like there is preaching and there is Pancharatri Kividi, worship of the deities, so we know this is not the main process for this age, but at the same time, is it necessary everyone to take part in the worship of the deities? Is it important?
And this deity worship is very, very important thing.
Обожанието на божествата е много, много важно.
Prabhupada did not establish deity worship whimsically.
Шрила Прабхупад не е инсталирал толкова много божества просто е така по негов каприз.
In other words, we are very contaminated.
С други думи, ние сме изключително.
We're not very qualified to preach. None of us are qualified to preach.
Никой един от нас не е достатъчно квалифициран за да проповядва.
So to purify us.
За да може да се пречистим.
This is for our purification.
Това е за наше пречистване.
Prabhupada gave us deity worship.
Затова Шрила Прабхупад ни е дал обожанието на божествата.
Because with this deity worship, it helps us to see we all have this impersonal contamination within our hearts. That God is formless. If we believe in Him at all, He's formless.
Всички ние имаме тази имперсонална концепция за Бога.
So through deity worship, it helps us to factually realize that God is a person. He has a form. He has activities. He has tastes. He's real.
Обожанието на божествата ни помага ние да развием нашата личност и концепция за Бога, за това, че Той има форма, Той е личност, има вкусове, че Той е истински.
If we think, well, I just do deity preaching, I'm not going to deity worship. You know what it means? It means that somebody's on an ego trip, that's all. They just want to be recognized as a great, you know, pundit. That's all. It's an ego trip.
Аз само се занимавам с проповядване, аз нямам да извършвам никакво обожание. Това означава, че всъщност някой той има просто такива много силни желания да бъде признат от другите, другите да видят колко е велико.
We sing every morning, the spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Narayan Krishna.
Всяка сутрин ние пеем, как духовният учител, той винаги е ангажиран в служене.
And he also engages his disciples in such worship.
И също така, той ангажира своите ученици в тяхното
обучение. So what does that mean? Does that just mean some of his disciples?
Това какво означава, че той ангажира само някои от неговите ученици ли?
Is that what Vishwanath Chakravarti said? He engages some of his disciples in deity worship?
Това ли е което Вишванат Чакраварти тако се опитва да каже? Той само някои от своите ученици.
No, he didn't say that. He engages his disciples in the deity worship.
Не, той не казва това. Той ангажира своите ученици в обожанието.
So that means all of his disciples.
Това означава всички негови ученици.
So that means if I'm a true disciple of my spiritual master.
Това означава, че ако аз съм истински ученик.
I will be very eager to participate in the deity worship.
Ще имам много силно желание да участвам в обожанието на божествата.
The actual standard for deity worship is second initiative.
Истинският стандарт за обожание на божествата е второ посвещение.
So when I we had a Garnatai deities in our Gainesville temple, I was only first initiated.
Аз си спомням, когато ние бяхме в нашия Gainesville.
And the only thing I could do was wash the pots. I couldn't cook for the deities, nor could I offer the arti. I could only wash the pots.
И аз имах само първо посвещение и тогава аз нищо не можеше да правя за божествата.
That's the actual standard. the Prabhupada said it.
Не може да готвя за тях.
But when I got my Brahman thread, I was really enlivened. Wow! Now I can offer arti. Now I can cook for the deities. Wow! This is a belly nectar. I remember that I never forget that first arti I offered to Sri Sri Gaurinathaya. It was so mystical. I was like, it was amazing, really amazing. It was a mystical experience, that first arti. And I've seen Prabhupada, he does deity worship, you know. I remember standing by Prabhupada, seeing him offering an arti to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. It was so wonderful to see. I saw a photograph the other day of Prabhupada offering an arti. He was so deep in meditation. He was so, his face was so serious. It was just beautiful to see the bhakti emanating from Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada actually told us, he said in 1977, he said, there is no devotee more fortunate than the pujari of the deity. So someone may think, well, what's the big deal? You stand up on the altar, you wave a little stick. I mean, what's the big deal, you know?
Някой си каже, какво толкова, не е голяма работа. Стоиш там до божествата и вееш една пръчка и това.
That's atheism if you think like that. You're an atheist, a pashandi.
Ако мислиш по този начин, това означава, че ти си атеист, пашанди.
The one who is Anyone who has a proper understanding, they realize this is the greatest opportunity out of millions of lifetimes. I have the opportunity to directly approach God and serve Him directly, personally. You think these are just statues standing here? You're insane if you think that way. God Himself has come. The Supreme Lord Himself has come out of His unlimited kindness. And you don't want to serve Him? You're a demon. Get out of here, you rascal. I don't really mean that literally. I mean, you should stop being a demon. You get that mentality out of you. There should be devotees saying, when can I offer an arti? When can I get my Brahman thread, you see? How can I get initiated? How can I become a Brahman? Devotees should be very eager. When can I get the opportunity? In some temples, people have to get in the queue. You know, they have to put their name on a list when they would get an opportunity to cook for the deities or offer the arti of the deities. It's a special privilege. It's a great privilege to be able to serve the deities. Actually, Prabhupada warned us in Los Angeles. He said he told us how Krishna has personally come in the form of the deity, and I remember how he said it. He said, don't be puffed up. He warned us, you see. Someone who doesn't want to worship the deities, it means they're puffed up, they're proud, they're conceited. He warned us against this mentality. He said, he warned us that we would think that this old man came and he left us with this big burden. The old man being Prabhupada, you see. He warned us. That if we don't have the proper attitude towards the deity, we'll think, yeah, that old man, Prabhupada, he came and he left us with this big burden, you see.
ако ние нямаме правилното настроение и правилния менталитет, ще си мислим, този стар човек дойде тук и ни остави с целия този огромен товар на плещата.
So we have to be very, very enthusiastic to worship the deities.
Трябва да бъдем много ентусиазирани да обожаваме божествата.
The more that you realize Krishna is present in the form of the deity,
колкото повече ние реализираме, че Кришна се появи,
to the same extent you realize that he is present in the form of his holy name.
В същата степен ние ще може да реализираме как той се появява и в формата на.
In other words, unless you have whatever attitude you have towards the deities will also be the same attitude you have to the holy name.
С други думи, каквото е вашето настроение към божествата, същото ще бъде и вашето настроение към света.
You cannot become a perfect chanter of the holy names unless you have the proper attitude towards the deities.
Не може да станете съвършен, повторящ на святото име, докато нямате правилно настроение към божествата.
The more you can feel Krishna's presence in the form of the deities,
колкото повече вие усещате присъствието,
the more you will feel his presence in the form of the holy name.
Под формата на мурти, толкова повече ще изпитвате неговото присъствие под формата на сета.
Just like we pray, premanjana charita bhakti valochanena sandaksa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti yam shama shundaram yoganasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Then when your eyes become anointed with the salve of love, then you will see Krishna everywhere.
Когато нашите очи станат намазани с елея на любовта, тогава ние ще можем да видим Кришна.
So some may say, yes, I want to be able to see Krishna everywhere.
Някой ще каже, ми да, аз искам да виждам Кришна.
He say, Prabhu, can you offer an arti? No way.
А добре, тогава може ли едно арти да направиш? А, не, не.
Is it? The hypocrisy there. If you actually want to realize Krishna, if you actually want to see Krishna, if you actually want to experience Krishna, Krishna has come, he's right here waiting, come, serve me. I have manifest here. So if you are really sincere about being a devotee, you will take every opportunity to serve the deities, every opportunity.
Ако обаче, ако вие наистина сте искрени и прямо дайни, тогава ще вземете всяка възможност да слушате.
Therefore, I want all of my disciples who are second initiated to participate in the deity worship here.
Затова аз искам всички мои ученици, които имат второ посвещение.
If you're not second initiated yet, get qualified to be second initiated.
Да участват в обожанието на муртите тук.
Because I want all of my disciples here to do as much deity worship as possible.
И ако няма второ посвещение, те трябва да се квалифицират, за да могат да отдават.
You may say, but it feels awkward for me. It's hard for me to do it.
Искам моите ученици да участват колкото си може повече в обожанието.
Well, there was a time in your life and it was awkward to walk also.
Обаче някой може да каже, ма, това е толкова странно за мен, аз не се чувствам добре да го направя.
Да, you remember when you couldn't walk, Hayagriva?
Имало и време.
When you were a little baby, you couldn't walk. Walking was very awkward. You couldn't walk. It was too awkward for you. But now I see you walk very nicely. So just as you learned how to walk, and now you walk very naturally. You enjoy walking. I see you walk very nicely.
Сега аз виждам, ти ходиш много добре и се наслаждаваш.
So in the same way you can do deity worship.
По същия начин можеш да правиш обожание.
In the same way you learn how to walk and now it's natural and easy to walk, you can learn how to deity worship, become natural and easy, you see.
По начина по който сега си се научил и сега ходенето с теб.
It's like I say, you're Achyuta Purushava, but for him, deity worship is, he has it hard enough feeling for worshiping the deities, you see.
Както, например, нашия Purushava.
You can become like Achyuta Purushava.
За него това е напълно естествено.
You see. By practice, you can develop that same mood that he has, you see.
Чрез практика, ти можеш да постигнеш същото настроение, което той има.
So in this way, everyone can become absorbed in deity worship.
Тоест, значи, всеки може да, да бъде потопен в обожанието.
And they say, what about the preaching then?
И тогава обаче някой може да каже, ми какво се ще стане с
проповедта? Well, let me tell you this.
Чакайте да ви кажа нещо.
You say, we're just going to preach, we're not going to worship the deities.
А ако ние кажем, ние просто ще проповядаме и няма да обожаваме
Божието. And people come here and they see, well, all right, we've read the books, now let's see what you actually do here in this Krishna temple.
Хората, окей, ще си вземат книга и ще кажат, добре, взех си книга, нека сега да видим какво.
And they can see the deities are not being worshipped very nicely. And they'll think, oh, this preaching, all their big talk is just hypocrisy. They don't walk their talk. See, we're talking about how we should all surrender to Krishna.
We should.
We're talking how everyone should surrender to Krishna. Krishna has come. Are you surrendered to serving Him? Oh no, I just want to come to the temple and eat prasadam and go home. That's not bhakti. That's nonsense. Anyone who comes to the temple, they should come in the mood of a humble servant. Of course, for guests, it's all right. But anybody who's become a devotee, who's become initiated or wants to get initiated, you must come to this temple as a humble servant. This is the home of God. He has come as Gauranitai and Jagannath Baladevi Subhadra. The Supreme Lord has come, and now I must come here as a humble servant. What can I do? Can I sweep the floor? Can I go out and get a job and bring some money to support the temple? Can I clean the bathroom? Can I clean the kitchen? What can I do? I want to serve. I want to serve. I want to serve. That's the move. And if we have that mood, I guarantee you the whole country will eventually become attracted to Krishna consciousness. If everyone here is in the mood of complete devotion to the deities, it will be like a magnet drawing the whole of Bulgaria to this Krishna consciousness movement. The altar should always be very, very clean, spotlessly clean.
Everything.
Altar should be spotlessly clean. The kitchen should be spotlessly clean. Shouldn't be dirty dishes sitting around. Whenever you come to the temple, you should go to the kitchen and see if there's any dirty dishes. Immediately you wash them. Everyone should have that mood. You come to the temple, see if there's any dirty dishes. If there are, you wash them. In this way, the kitchen should be spotlessly clean, the altar should be spotlessly clean, and the arti should be right, very punctual. If the arti is to be it's 6 o'clock in the evening, then when that second hand hits the second hand comes up, and the second hand hits the 12, boom, the conch blows right on the second. You see, that is punctual. When I go back to our home base in Austin, I have a clock up in my room that's set with the atomic clock set with the national clock in Boulder, Colorado. It's to exactly on the second.
Когато съм си в къщи в Остин, в Америка, имам един часовник в моята стая, който е свирен точно по националния.
So then I take my watch and I set it to where my watch is to the second exactly precisely on the computer time from the clock in Boulder, Colorado.
Аз изимам моят часовник и го настроям точно до секундата с националното време.
So precisely on time. I can do that, you know. I can look at my watch when that second hits the 12, blow the conscience. So in this way, we should strive for punctuality to the very second in deity worship. Not just the minute, but the second. It's okay with a little leeway, you know. But you should, you know, a few seconds this way and that, it's not a big deal. But that should be the standard, you see. If you try to have it right on the second, it's very enlivening, you see. Exactly on the second. I mean, set your watch to the, you know, the internet, whatever your the best standard is, the internet time, you know, put exactly with the internet time when that second hand hits the 12. And now people don't use watches. You use your mobile phone. You see, your mobile phone will show you. See, the mobile phone is set with the internet. So any other questions? Yes.
You mentioned that about Krishna consciousness, when coming to Krishna consciousness, and when they leave the body, they do not lose if they are not Krishna conscious. 99.999, they may take a birth in a Krishna conscious family or Brahmin family,
right,
or rich family.
Right.
But even when we come to that point, then isn't that our independence is there, whether we take that Krishna consciousness again or we not?
Yes. Yes, yes. That's a fact. So,
Матиджи казва, че ако съм много стриктни в кришна съзнание, пак 99.99.99 може да се върнем, обаче може и да не се върнем, но ще се родим в много, много добро семейство, аристократично семейство, семейство на Велика Вайшнави. И тя обаче обръща внимание на момента, че дори в този момент ние имаме право на избор дали да се захванем сериозно с Кришна съзнание или не, и пита дали това е така, и Сен Кришна показва.
Lord Chaitanya says, Krishnara tatasta shakti beda beda prakash.
So this life we have gotten the opportunity. This life also we have gotten the opportunity. So what is our hope? And how many births we're going to take more and more if we don't make it this life?
Матиджи казва, както в следващия живот ще имаме избор, сега също имаме избор. И затова казва, какъв е смисъл, нали? Каква е нашата надежда, ако сега не искаме да избереме това нещо. Ако сега се опитваме пак да тичаме след
цитата. I need a chance to say it again for the internet audience. I haven't not getting the chance. So you're saying then that since even in the next life, it's not automatic. And if we didn't... So what's the next point?
So even in... right now we have gotten the opportunity. And due to the little minute independence, we are still attracted towards the sense gratification. So if we had to take another birth in a good family, just like Jada Bharat Maharaj birth in a family...
So that wasn't a question.
No, my question was, so what is our hope?
Okay, so now let me say it for the internet audience. What is our hope if we always have the independence, you said. So what is the hope of becoming Krishna conscious?
Yeah, what is the hope of going back home, back to Berlin?
Our hope is very strong if we seriously take it up. If we don't take it seriously, our hope is not very good at all. But if we take it seriously, we have very good hope.
Ако ние приемем Кришна съзнание сериозно, тогава ние имаме много, много големи шансове да се върнем къщи. Но ако не приемем Кришна съзнание сериозно, тогава...
If seriously means I'm always trying to be Krishna conscious at every minute. That's serious.
Да приемем Кришна съзнание сериозно означава аз се опитвам да бъда Кришна осъзнат всяка минута.
At every minute I'm thinking, how can I think in such a way, or speak in such a way, and act in such a way that will be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, to Krishna and the Vaishnavas. If I'm always thinking that way and seriously trying to do that, then my hope is very good.
Ако всяка минута ние си мислим как да мисля, да действам и да говоря по такъв начин, че това е удовлетворящо за Кришна, за моя духовен учител, за Прабхупад,
and even if I don't quite fully make it, I'll be in this life, I'll be in a very good position to continue in the next life.
И дори да не успея напълно да го направя този живот, ще бъда в много изгодна позиция да продължа в следващия.
Simply one has to be sincere, and then one has a very, very good hope of making it in this lifetime or shortly thereafter. If one is sincere, that's all.
Can you repeat again, Sankarshan?
Sincerity is all that's required. You don't have to be a great philosopher, a great tapasvini or any tapasvi or anything. You just have to be sincere, and that sincerity, it will give you great hope of making it in this lifetime or shortly after this lifetime.
Искреността, това човек да е искрен, е най-важното качество, за да може човек да го направи този живот, да се върне при Кришна.
So someone says, well, I don't have any sincerity.
Някой може да каже, ако нямам такава искреност.
I remember in New Zealand, Auckland, I gave this point about sincerity, and some Maharaji came out with a glass, she said, what do I do if I don't have any sincerity?
Спомням си, в Нова Зеландия, аз направих този point за искреността.
She said, I'm not sincere. So I asked her that. I said, "Well, are you saying that sincerely?" Are you sincerely saying that you don't have sincerity? She is a very smart girl. She said, "Well, I'm not saying it sincerely enough." Actually, she was sincere. So if you have that genuine, honest desire to surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate with you according to the intensity of your desire to surrender. He will reciprocate with you. And if you don't have enough desire, but you want it, you'll say, Krishna, please help me desire you and only you.
Тази искреност, Кришна ще ви помогне да желаете само Него и само Него.
Krishna is on your side. He wants to help you to make it. It's not that he's making it hard. He's going to make it easy as he possibly can.
Кришна е на ваша страна. Не е така, че той ще ви направи живота труден. Той иска да го направи за вас.
He wants you back in his abode.
Той иска да се върнете в него.
But he doesn't want you there if you don't want to be there.
Но той не иска вие да отидете там, ако вие самите не искате да бъдете там.
You simply have to have the genuine desire to be back in with Krishna, and that genuine desire will carry you there.
Просто трябва да имате това желание да бъдете с Кришна, и това желание ще ви носи на пъти към духовния свят.
You simply have to have a genuine, sincere desire to go back to Godhead, and if that is there, then your hope is very good.
Ако имате искрено желание да се върнете при Бога, тогава
that very soon you will be back with Krishna.
Много скоро ще бъдете обратно при Кришна.
Any other questions? Did that satisfy you?
Yeah, but no, we may say that we have a desire, but if there is no action, where is the desire?
If there's what? No action, we don't act it properly.
Yeah.
So she has raised the point that one may say, I'm sincere, but they're not acting as if they... That's the most important thing. Their actions are different. They're asked to do some service, they say, no, don't ask me to do any service. How sincere are you to be a devotee that when you're asked to do service, you say, no, I don't want to do any service?
Колко искрен си ти като предан отдаден, ако когато те помоля да направиш някакво служение, ти кажеш, не ме закачи.
Actions speak louder than words.
Действията говорят по-силно отколкото.
I, Prabhu, I'm really sincere about becoming a pure devotee of Krishna.
Прабху, аз съм изключително искрен в намерението си да стане чист.
But when it comes to service, only ask me to do those services that I like to do. Don't ask me to do the services I don't like to do.
Обаче става въпрос за служене, моля те, ангажирай ме само в тези служения, които харесвам. Където не ги харесвам.
But I'm really sincere about being a pure devotee.
Не ме карай да ги правя, но иначе аз съм много искрен да стана чист предан.
Now that's called hypocrisy. If you're really sincere about being a pure devotee, you'll be especially enlivened to do things you don't like to do for Krishna.
Ако наистина сте искрен и искате да станете чист предан отдаден, ще бъдете дори по-ентусиазиран да вършите.
Because that's the quickest way to overcome your inertness.
Които не харесвате да правите, ако Кришна иска да ги направите.
Mr. Professor Nath has a Dr. Nath has a question back here.
Това е най-бързият начин да правите духовни прави.
First of all, would you allow me to thank you for your excellent pravachan? And
thank you for your lecture.
You have got a fantastic pedagogic style. Thank you very much.
You are a very good teacher. You explained very.
I'm trying to. I'm simply a messenger boy for Prabhupada. That's all. I'm simply trying to personally give purely pass on what I've learned from him, because I know that at any time I can die, and I want that what he taught me will not be forgotten in this world.
Thank you very much. I have a couple of questions. First one is, you always talk about Krishna, but if you are a Vrajabhasi or others, my life will be revolving around, my material life as well as my spiritual life will be revolving around Radharani, not Krishna. So what about these people? Do they have redemption?
Do they have?
A redemption.
What is redemption?
Redemption means going back.
You're in the lecture, you're always speaking about Krishna.
Yes.
But let's say there are people who are born in, let's say, Vrindavan.
Yes, yes.
And they are speaking always about Radharani.
Yes.
So what about these people?
Yes. Actually, to be born in Vraj is not an ordinary birth. Only highly advanced transcendentalists take birth in
Vrindavan.
So we cannot imitate the Vrajabhasis. Even if they're engaged in, many of them now are engaged in sinful activities. But Prabhupada said that they will take birth as animals in Braj in their next birth, and from that animal birth go directly to the spiritual world. So whatever devotional mood they have, it's not for us to imitate them. They're in a very exalted position. We are actually we are devotees not only of Krishna but of Lord Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dada Krishna Nahi Anya. The Lord Chaitanya, he is the combined form of Radha Krishna. So we are Chaitanyaites. Our Krishna Bhakti is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we automatically are connected with Radharani. Our Hare Krishna mantra, Hare, is addressing Radharani. The Goswamis, they are intimate. For example, Rupa Goswami, he is one of the intimate gopis from Radharani's company. He is Rupa Manjari in Krishna Lila. He is one of the intimate sakis of Radharani. So we are in the line. He is the father of this process of bhakti that we are. He's actually a gopi. But he's appeared in the form of sannyasi. So it's not that we are disconnected from Radharani. We are on the actual path of being connected with Radharani. There is a science of bhakti. And if one follows the science as it is given by Lord Krishna, who is the supreme authority, then one will realize his eternal position in the spiritual sky. Prabhupada, when in Braj they go, Radhe, 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 you see. Even the rickshaw wallahs, instead of honking a horn, they go, Radhe, Radhe. When they would say Radhe, Radhe to Prabhupada, you know what Prabhupada would say back? Hare Krishna. So we know from our founder Acharya what is our mood. How we will become qualified to become one of Radharani's associates. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by following the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. We've seen one temple in Texas. They were worshiping Radharani. As they were just wanting to talk about Radharani, Radharani. They had a deity of Radharani alone. They were criticizing ISKCON. But then it was found that it was a very successful temple. But then it was revealed that Sannyasi, he was having private meetings with the young teenage girls. And he was fondling their breasts.
He was
playing with their breasts.
The Sannyasi.
So they took him to the court. The young girls, they took him to the court. And he was sentenced to like 20 years in prison. And he fled the country rather than go to prison. So this to artificially jump to Radharani, we see this is not proper.
With
Vrijabhasis, they have that certain, that's for them, that is their thing, but for the general population, that is not the way.
For them it is involuntary, they don't do it by purpose. Actually, you'll see from the next point. About a few years ago, I met a gentleman from Chittagong in Bangladesh, and we became friends. You know, we used to talk about this, and we used to go to different temples, and so on. And he explained.
Break it up so I can't hear you. So he has to. I'm deaf, somewhat deaf. So take a short bite, and I'll let him.
Okay. He's saying now, he's trying to give example that he met a gentleman in Bangladesh.
Chittagong, Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bangladesh.
And
he, we became friends over time. We used to visit temples in Prague, Budapest.
They went to visit some temples together here in Europe, in Prague, in Radadesh, in Belgium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he confided to me that he has got one serious problem, which is this. It is not a contrived problem. It is something that is innate, you know.
And this gentleman, like, because he was from India, he had from very small this bhakti in him, and he confirmed to him that he has this problem, that he feels big attraction to Srimati Radharani. Hmm?
Exactly, yes.
That he feels a big attraction to more to Srimati Radharani.
Not only that, I mean, he said that if he stood in front of Shidada, tears would come down his... Not only this,
he told him that when he is in front of Srimati Radharani, tears are falling from his eyes.
Yes.
Yes. Radha's name, the same thing happens. And apparently this was going on ever since he was age 3 or something.
And always when he was hearing the name of Srimati Radharani...
Yes, these are called sahajas. They don't take the standard process coming down from the Goswamis. They have some sentiment, but they don't have genuine bhakti.
Sankrishan Prabhu,
so this person, I mean, he wanted to know.
I've seen this sannyasi in Texas. It was all Radhe, 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 but then as soon as he gets a chance, he's fondling the breasts of the young girls, you see. It was all Radhe, Radhe, and now feel the young girls' breasts. It's not genuine bhakti. It's called sahajya. They take the process very cheaply.
He will say that, I mean,
they are not pure devotees.
Radha is his mother, original mother. So what is the
problem? Radharani is a pure devotee, but these people who just want to worship Radharani and forget Krishna, they are not pure devotees.
He's saying that in the case of his friend, he was accepting Srimati Radharani as his mother.
So then do what your mother says. Devote yourself to Krishna.
Professor Bhaskaranath kaza, che...
If she really take her as mother, then you should do what pleases your mother and surrender to Krishna. Then you are truly accepting her as mother. Otherwise, it's just some sentiment, some talk.
Okay,
What is the mood of Radharani? If you take Radharani as your guru or as your great hero, then see what is the mood of Radharani. She is very nicely praying. Mana mora vamadina jalavina yenamina. Krishna vina chane mariyaya. Mana netarasayane. Madhura Hasha Varane.
Krishna
Trishna Vigduna Badhaya. Let me see if I can say it a little better, a little more fluent. Manamara Vamanija Dala Vina Yenamina. Krishna Vina Chane Varayaya. Madhura Hasha Vadane, Mana Netra Sayane, Krishna Trishnad Viguna Vadhaya. She is stating very nicely, Radharani. So if you really take her as your mother, then why don't you learn from your mother? Learn from your mother. If she is mother, then learn from your mother. Mother means you learn from your mother. So mother, Radharani, she is saying that if I do not think of Krishna, my impoverished mind will die within a moment, just like a fish out of water. But as soon as I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, my mind and eyes become so pleased that my thirst for Krishna immediately doubles. So if you're really interested in following Radharani, then why don't you? Then why are you not Krishna conscious? That's what she is teaching.
I suppose
Jung said that he's trying to approach Krishna sooner.
Then why not? Then approach Krishna. Then approach Krishna.
I think in this there is a tape.
Approach Krishna.
Prabhupada, in which he said,
Bhagavad Gita, the process of bhakti is learned from the bona fide spiritual master. You cannot jump to Radharani. You have to learn it is evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu sakalineha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way, but in course of time the succession was broken, and thus the science as it is appears to be lost. You cannot jump to Radharani. You must approach the supreme, the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, through the parampara system. This is confirmed in all the revealed scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Mundaka Upanishad, Tad Veganartam Sagrumeva Vegetat Samitpanahi Shrotiam Brahmanishtam. If you want to know that highest truth, then you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. In Sanskrit grammar, there are different verbal endings. Just like we say, Gachati, he goes. Or gachanti, they go. If the vidhi lind form of the verb gachet means must go. So in Mundaka Upanishad, it says if you want to know tad viganartam sagurum eva bigatschet, if you want to know that highest truth, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. You cannot jump to Radharani. She is situated in the spiritual Goloka Vrindavan. You are not qualified to enter Goloka Vrindavan. If you have the slightest tinge of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, or envy, you are not qualified to enter Goloka Vrindavan. You have to approach the bona fide spiritual master.
He said this, but she is our mother.
To approach the mother, Radharani, you have to approach the bona fide spiritual master. You cannot go directly to Radharani. That is a fact. You cannot go. You must approach the bona fide spiritual master. You're not qualified to approach Radharani or Krishna. You must go through the bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapatyacha yagyashu shreya uttamam. If you want to know that ultimate benefit, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation.
Ако наистина искате да знаете абсолютната истина, трябва да се обърнете към авторитетен духовен учител и да вземете
посъдение. Бхагава Гита 4.34 Тадвади пранипатте на парипрашне на севая упадекшанти те гьянам гьянинас татва харадаршинаха. If you want to know that highest truth, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master.
Бхагава Гита 4.34 пак се казва.
You must offer obeisances, surrender to him.
Трябва да отдадете
почитание. Inquire from him, so your intelligence is satisfied. And you must render him service. In this way, he reveals all the confidential truths about Radha and Krishna. You cannot jump directly to Radharani. This is called Sahajya class. They think they can immediately go to Radharani or Krishna. You cannot go. You're not qualified to go. You have to become purified through the process of Vaidhi Bhakti.
In,
just like a sick man in the hospital, he wants to eat ice cream. But he cannot, it will kill him if he eats ice cream. He must follow the directions of the physician. And then that day will come, he can eat ice cream. So desire Radharani is very, to be an intimate associate of Radharani is very nice. But now you cannot jump to them. Now you must learn how to do the Vaidhi Bhakti process. How to give up illicit sex. How to give up meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Someone says, oh, I don't want to give up these things, but I want just to be Radharani, have Radharani as my mother, you see. No, you're not qualified. You cannot touch Radharani's lotus feet. You're not qualified. First, you must purify yourself by following the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. And then that day will come. You become fully qualified. You will see Radharani. You will see Krishna. The pure devotee, he can see Radharani. He can see Krishna directly. But the conditioned soul cannot do that. The conditioned soul has to follow the authorized Vedic system given in the Bhagavad Gita, how they become qualified to be intimate associated with Radha and Krishna. If one says, well, I am already there, they're dreaming. They're simply dreaming. They're deluding themselves and deluding others. They're not there. In this material world, we came here because we were envious of God. We were envious that he had such a beautiful girlfriend, Radharani. We were envious of that. So we've come here to this place. Until you're completely free from envy, you cannot approach Radha and Krishna.
Actually, I can't imagine anybody trying to think of Radharani as a girlfriend,
The professor is saying, I cannot imagine anybody to think about Radharani as her, as his girlfriend.
That would be ridiculous, really, won't it?
This would be ridiculous if someone is thinking in this way.
The fact is, we're all envious of God. That's why we're here.
This is a concept I really cannot get my head around.
Envy for. We're all envious of God. We're all envious of God. Whether it's this reason or that reason, we're all envious of God that He's the supreme enjoyer. That's why we're here. That He's the center of enjoyment, we were envious of that, and that's why we're here.
Such people should be asked to lift Govardhan Hill with their little finger, then we can see what happens.
He's saying, if someone is thinking in this way, we have to ask him to lift the Govardhan Hill with his
finger. That's right. That's a good point. That's right. You think you're a god, then lift Govardhan Hill. Even if you can lift this camper van out here on your pinky, we will accept that you're a god.
Okay.
Няма нужда някой да е горда. Може е това кемпер да се опита да вдигне с много.
How could anyone think of himself as God? I mean, this is ridiculous.
You'd be surprised.
Because by definition, God is only...
You'd be surprised. Many people have directly told me that they are God.
Really?
Yes. I remember one of my friends named Sammy, he said, this is before I was initiated. I remember one evening in Austin, he said, Steve, I was called Steve before, he said, Steve, I am God. The people are actually think like that.
Professor Baskarnatsi Kanemus.
But even if they don't say it, they act like they're God. Everybody acts like they're the center. A little child, when the other children come to his house, and they look at his toys, what does the little child say? He says, mine. That's the I am God mentality. I am the owner, you see. Everybody in this world is contaminated with the I am God mentality. Whether it's overt or covert, everybody is contaminated with it. This is mine. It's called I and mine. You see, this is my house. This is my car. This is my money.
Many years ago, an Englishwoman wrote a book in which this book created a lot of problems in the Church of England. In the book, it was ridiculous, you know. She said...
Break it in short bites, because I can't hear you. Short bites.
Who wrote the book?
It's an English woman, I forget her name. This was in 1987, I think.
Short bites so he can repeat it.
In 1987, some English writer, he wrote a very ridiculous book.
Yeah, and this created a lot of problems in the Church of England.
And this book created a lot of
problems. Yeah, what did he say in the book?
He's a bloke. Bloke in English, as you know, is a guy, you know. He's like any other bloke. He goes on a Friday on a pub crawl. You understand pub crawl? It's a typical English word in which he goes from one pub to another pub drinking. You
know? Okay, now let him repeat it. Make it short so you can repeat it.
He's saying in this book that he is just a normal fellow that...
God is?
No, he.
Oh,
the writer.
Himself, okay.
He's normal fellow that is just every Friday going from pub to pub.
Yeah.
On Saturday, he does the same.
Saturday, he's doing the same.
On Sunday, he wakes up with a very big headache, you know.
On Sunday, he is getting up with very big headache.
Yeah.
And he has to take medicine called Alka-Seltzer. You know.
And he has to take some medicine called Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
That is our God, you know.
So that is our God, he is saying.
The Alka-Seltzer medicine is God?
No.
The pubs are
mellow. That he is going like 2 days to the pubs and at the end he has a headache.
Oh, what is God?
That he is a God.
That's true.
And this man, he is saying that he is God.
He is God. Yeah. Yeah, when I was a spiritual seeker back in 1967, yes, 1967, I read a book called The Book.
Right.
And this by a writer named Alan Watts. And in this book he said, the subtitle was, it was the book, and then the subtitle was On the Taboo Against Knowing Who You Are. And in this book, he proposed to say that actually you are God. But now you're playing hide and go seek with yourself. The taboo is you're not supposed to be God, but actually you are God. So now come out of hiding and be God again. That's what the whole book was saying.
И в книгата общо взето обяснява, че ти сега играеш някаква игричка, че ти не си Бог, обаче всъщност най-накрая трябва да си признаеш, че ти си Бог и стига си.
So being a foolish young spiritual seeker, I tried it for a few days.
Понеже аз бях много така.
And I felt pretty good. Wow, I'm God. But then it became very obvious that things weren't going the way I wanted them to go, and it became obvious the whole thing was just a false dream. But this I am God mentality is there within everyone, even the dog. When you walk by the yard, what does the dog do? This is my yard. Why are you getting close to my yard?
You see?
This is the I am God mentality. It's a very, we can see it between nations, you see. Just like the India and Pakistan, they're fighting over Kashmir. One says, you know, this is Indian territory, this is Pakistani territory. Everybody thinks they're God. And they're fighting to show their supremacy. This is our territory. This is all the I am God mentality. They're not openly saying I am God. Only a few fools and rascals do that. But the I am God mentality, that I am the owner, this is my property, I'm the center of the universe, that we see even in a small child.
Но дори и едно малко дете, всички имат този менталитет, че аз съм контролера, аз съм
наслаждаващ.
These people, they have to be very foolish if they are saying this.
That's our movement is trying to educate the world how to give up this mentality.
Нашето движение се опитва да образова хората как да изоставят.
It's all pervading through the whole human society. So our movement is to educate people, don't try to be the center, just try to be a servant of the Supreme Person.
Is it true that Allen Ginsberg once said, who is God?
Is it true that Allen Ginsberg said that he is God?
That he is God.
Who?
Is it true that Allen Ginsberg one time said that he is God?
I didn't hear him say it, but I'm sure that Allen Ginsberg could say such nonsense things.
Аз не съм го чувал лично, казва Сан Кришан Прабу, обаче съм сигурен, че той може да каже такава глупост. Да?
I mean, many people have said that they're God.
Много хора се казват, че
те. Just like when I was, I remember back in 1969, there was a very popular guru, his name was Meher Baba. And he did Mona, he wouldn't talk, he would just write on a chalkboard.
Той не говореше, следваше Мауна и само пише на едната.
But he said, I am Rama, I am Krishna, I am the ancient one.
И той написал, аз съм Рама, аз съм Кришна, аз съм древния.
And he was very popular with the hippies. Many hippies were his devotees. We used to call them Meher Baba freaks.
Много известен между хипитата и те станаха негови преноудари.
Guru Maharaj is another one. He said that he also declared that he was God. His mother, they called the mother the divine mother. His mother was the divine mother, the mother of God. I heard Swami Satchitananda speak around the fall of 1967 in Austin. He gave a lecture. He said, I am God, you are God, we are all God. That's what he openly told us in the lecture. Swami Satchitananda from India. And then in around 1969, I was in California. I used to go here to hear another guru named Steve Gaskin. He was very popular with the hippies in San Francisco. They said he was teaching Zen sensitivity. And he said that he said we are all avatars. Recently I participated on the internet in a conference for spiritual authors. Just to see what is the current mentality of the spiritual authors on the planet. And they are still embracing this idea that we are all God. Therefore we pray, this is called impersonalism. If it's all one, you see, then I'm God. This is called impersonal philosophy. That God is not a person. God is just the oneness. There's only one thing that exists, and that is the Brahman. In all this variety here, there's just an illusion. I am the Brahman. You are the Brahman. Everything is the Brahman. And the Brahman is impersonal, formless. This is called impersonal philosophy.
Brahman всъщност е имперсонален. Това се нарича имперсонална философия.
So this philosophy has infected the whole world. It's very subtle, but it's there in every way throughout the world.
Isn't it coming from India, that also?
Huh?
The oneness family.
Тази философия оказва влияние върху целия свят.
The philosophy of oneness also.
Yeah, it's coming from India.
Тази философия.
This is actually it was taught by Shankaracharya on the order of Lord Krishna for the purpose of defeating Buddhism. After Krishna left the planet 5,000 years ago, gradually the Indian society became very degraded. In the Treta Yuga, the Brahmanas would perform yagyas in which cows would be sacrificed. Cows would be sacrificed in the yagya. But it was not cow killing. They would put an old cow into the fire, and that same soul would come out of the fire with a young calf's body. It was cow rejuvenation. Such cow yagyas are mentioned in the Vedas. It's cow rejuvenation, it's not cow killing. In the Kali Yuga, there are no qualified Brahmins to perform these yagyas. Therefore, only the Sankirtan Yuga is allowed in this age. But the unscrupulous people in India, they were showing these scriptures and saying that it's okay to kill cows and eat them because it's Vedic.
Обаче някои хора в Индия те се оправдавали с това, което пише в Ведите и казвали,
the cows are being slaughtered in India in the name of Vedas, if you can imagine how distorted it was.
В името на Ведите те извършвали убийство на крави.
So Krishna, out of compassion upon the poor cows,
и Кришна от състрадание към кравите,
appeared as Buddha Dev.
Се появява като Буда.
And he said these Vedas are false. If you cause suffering to others, you will suffer. Therefore, you must practice ahimsa or
non-violent.
So he denied God, he denied the Vedas. So they would stop abusing the Vedas. And then that same Krishna who appeared as Lord Buddha, he said, Lord, sometime later he said, Lord Shiva, you should go and you should appear as a learned Brahmana in Sanskrit language.
Той казва на Бог Шива, ти трябва да отидеш и да се преобразиш на мъдър Брахмана.
And you should present the Vedas in such a way that it appeals to the Buddhists who are atheistic.
И трябва да представиш Ведите по такъв начин, че да може будистите да ги приемат.
In Buddhism, the philosophy is everything is zero or void.
В буддийската философия крайното заключение е, че всичко е пустота.
So Shankaracharya, who was Shiva himself, on the order of Krishna, took the Vedanta Sutra and through expert grammatical word jugglery presented the absolute truth as impersonal oneness.
И Shankaracharya, който всъщност е Шива, под наставленията на Кришна, успял да манипулира по такъв начин Веданта Сутра, че да представи абсолюта като имперсонален.
For the sole purpose of defeating Buddhism.
За да може да победи философията на будизма.
And he did it quite well. He defeated Buddhism was completely defeated in India.
Добра работа. Будизма е бил напълно.
It had to go to China, Japan, like that. Yes, yes. Completely driven out of India.
И затова будизма дой напуска Индия и отива.
And Buddhism is from India.
В Китай.
But practically it's non-existent in India because of Shankaracharya's very strong preaching. And then at the end of his life he said, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudamate, my dear disciples, you fools and rascals, your grammatical knowledge and word juggling will not save you at the time of death. Simply worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. He taught them bhakti, Krishna bhakti. They weren't ready to hear it. So then Krishna...
I haven't finished yet.
So then Krishna sent a whole lineup of Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramana Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and finally he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И след това Кришна лично прави аранжимент да дойдат различни ачари, Рамануджа ачари, Вишну свами и най-накрая идва като Шри Чайтанья.
To completely defeat Shankaracharya's impersonal philosophy.
За да може постепенно напълно да разбие
and establish the personality of Godhead.
И да установи
surrender the personality of God as the ultimate perfection of existence.
Че отдаването на върховната божествена личност се храни да цяло.
Many people got the message and became Vaishnavas. But many people were too attached to Shankara's impersonal philosophy that they can be God, so it's still going on. The Shankara philosophy is still going on. It was only a temporary teaching technique. That's all it was. Sometimes untrue principles are used as a teaching technique. You know, you're a teacher. Just like in mathematics, in the elementary school, they will teach the small children, you cannot subtract a number from a number large, smaller than itself. That's a rule of arithmetic for a young student. You cannot subtract a number from a number smaller than itself. In mathematics, although the young children in elementary school will be taught the rule, you cannot subtract a number from a number smaller than itself. Just like you can't subtract, you can't say 2 minus 5. You can't do that.
В математиката се учи, че не можеш да извадиш един номер от по-голям от него номер.
That is taught as a rule to young children in elementary school.
И това се учи като правило между децата в...
But when they advance further in mathematics,
когато обаче те напреднат още повече в математика,
they're taught, actually you can do that, but you get a negative number as the answer.
И тогава те ни кажат, всъщност ти можеш да направиш това, обаче просто отговор, който получаваш, е негативен.
In that case, let's see, 2 minus 5 is a negative 3.
Тогава ще получиш минус 3.
So in the same way, sometimes things are taught which aren't true, but there was certain... Shankaracharya taught something that wasn't actually true, for a purpose, that's all. It was a teaching technique, a teaching strategy. Just like the elementary student can be taught, you can't subtract a number from a number smaller than itself. It's a teaching technique for young children. So Shankara's philosophy was a teaching technique for the people who were Buddhists, who were atheistic people. Shankara re-established Vedic culture. He re-established the authority of Vedic wisdom. But he had to give a distorted version of it to get it in the door. He knew that later acharyas would come and straighten out the actual understanding, and he himself tried to do it at the end. So this I am God philosophy is actually coming from Shankara. If you tell an atheist that you don't have to say that there is no God, if I tell you that you are God, would you like to believe in God? He said, oh, okay, if I'm God, then I believe in God. Is it? You understand?
No.
If you tell an atheist says there is no God, mm-hmm. He said, but my dear atheist, if I told you that you were God, do you think you could believe in God then? He said, oh yes, then I believe in God if I'm God. That's what Shankara did. He reintroduced the idea of a spiritual reality by letting everybody be God. But that's not true. It's halfway true. We are God in quality. God is eternal, God is full of knowledge, God is full of bliss. You are also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So qualitatively, you are God. Just like a drop of ocean water is also ocean. If you take one drop of Black Sea, it is Black Sea. But it's not the entire Black Sea. So every one of us is a tiny specimen of God. So qualitatively we are God. But quantitatively, no, He is the whole ocean and we are the little drum. Beda, Beda, Prakash. We are the a manifestation simultaneously one with and different from God. The Mayavadis or Shankarites say we are one and the same as God. But that's not true. We are one and different with God. This is the philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya. This is the highest perfection of philosophical evolution of Vedic knowledge. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. The absolute truth is simultaneously, inconceivably, one and different.
Absolutната истина е невъобразимо еднаква и различна.
This is what we are studying in Prabhupada's books.
Това е което ние получаваме.
This is the highest philosophical understanding.
Това е най-висшето философско разбиране.
The highest truth. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, and it is also the topmost secret. Because it is only understood by those who become humble servants of God. Mahajana Yena Gatasa Panta, by following the footsteps of the previous Acharya. You cannot concoct your own process of bhakti. Because my eyes tear up when I think of Radharani, therefore I am properly situated in bhakti. You have to follow the pathway of the Acharya Marga. Then you will get genuine bhakti. It's nice your eyes tears up when you see Radharani. But many people go to the movie theater and they also have their eyes tear up seeing the movies.
His response is involuntary. There's nothing he can do about it. Actually, he was saying that maybe it is to do with karmic baggage from his last life.
Make it short so you can repeat.
His friend was saying that this is completely like uncontrollable. And his friend was saying that maybe this
in
is...
In the movie theater, people do the same thing. When they see a movie, they uncontrollably weep in the movies. You've seen in the movie theater?
Yes.
People cry in the movie theater also. Does that mean they are great devotees?
That's apparently when it started in his case.
Many people cry when they hear the national anthem. In the U.S. they have the national anthem called the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, what so proudly we claim at the twilight's last gleaming. And this way people cry over the national anthems. Does that mean they're great devotees? You see, simply crying is not a... Many people cry. It's not a big deal. Simply crying, this doesn't mean you're a great devotee because you cried. People cry when they hear some love song on the radio, you know. One who has actually developed pure love, you see, he has... The test is this. Bhakti Parashanubhava Viraktir, you see. This is the actual test if somebody is advanced in spiritual life. Viraktir, he is completely detached from all forms of material sense gratification. That is the sign. Then you know he's a real enlightened person. He has no attraction for anything of this material world. Completely free from any material attraction. Okay, we'll stop here.
He is not attracted by material things. Does that mean he cannot use material things for service of Krishna?
Това означава ли, че той не може да използва нищо материално за служба?
So, if someone is using material things in Krishna's service, does that mean he's attracted to material things? This is answered by Rupa Goswami.
Рупа Госвами казва в тази връзка.
Анатакташа вишаян йатарпмапуюнджанаха Nirbanda Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate Prapanchakitaya Bhuja Hariv Sambandi Vastanaha Mamukshavi Padit Yago Paga Vairagyam Pagu Katyate. A person who is not attached to anything in this material world but utilizes everything in the service of Krishna is properly situated beyond possessiveness. But a person who renounces everything in this world without seeing its connection with Krishna is called a false renunciate, Phagu Vairagi. Just like there is somebody walks into the Bank of America. Someone walks into the Bank of America. And they say, I'm not attached to this bank. I renounce it. But wait a minute. Is it your bank to begin with? How you can say I renounce the bank when you don't even own it?
Чакай малко. Как можеш да кажеш, че се отричаш от нещо, което ти дори не притежаваш?
That means you're crazy. I renounce this bank. You don't own it to begin with. Another man comes with a gun. He says, now I'm going to rob the bank. He is a criminal, you see. So whether you come to rob the bank or to renounce the bank, in either case, you're not properly situated. But if one sees all the wealth of this world is the property of Krishna, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, if one sees that everything is the property of Krishna, and utilizes everything in the service of Krishna, and he is the truly enlightened sage, you see. Okay.
And what about if he thinks this belongs to Krishna, so I will rob the bank to use it in service of Krishna?
If someone thinks, well, I'm going to rob the bank for Krishna, there are some histories where devotees did that. The Ranganath temple was built by money from robberies.
Има такива случаи, например, храма в Ранганата построен по този начин.
But that has to be ordered by the acharya, that you can't whimsically do them.
Обаче това трябва да дойде заповед от ачария, не можеш това да го правиш.
Prabhupada told us not to steal anything.
Шрила Прабхупада ни е казал да не крадем.
I have a direct instructions from Srila Prabhupada. He said, don't steal anything. This Guru Maharaji, the so-called incarnation of God, he was caught trying to smuggle jewels into India and it spoiled his reputation as an incarnation of God. Guru Maharaji, he was supposed to be an incarnation of God. And he was trying to smuggle some jewels into India, and the Indian government caught him doing that. So he was arrested for doing that. Prabhupada told me this. He said, just like, you know, he said, if we say steal, it will spoil our preaching, you see. Because people will think we're common thieves. They won't think that we're saintly people, you see. So Prabhupada told me not, that we should not steal anything. It's his direct order to me. Actually, we don't need to steal anything. If we have pure love, Krishna will give us everything we need to serve Him. Simply develop pure love and Krishna will give whatever we need to serve Him.
That's
it. You think Krishna is a poor man? He owns everything. If you purely give your heart and soul to Krishna, He will give unlimited facility to spread His glories all over the world. We don't need to rob banks. Krishna is the supreme bank. Any other questions? Well, it's getting a little late. This will be the last one. This is it. No. He raised his hand first. These are the last two, and that's it.
Okay.
No more raising hands. These two will get in. Okay, go ahead.
Кришна иска само четири неща от нас. Първо и най-важното от които е да винаги да мислиме за него.
Krishna wants only four things from us. And Krishna wants only four things from a devotee. And the first one is always to think about him.
Но ние само за миг ако отклоним вниманието си от Кришна, ние прекъсваме връзката с Шарда Брама.
But only if one moment we don't think about Krishna, immediately we stop our connection with Shabda Brahma.
Shabda with what?
Shabda Brahma. With transcendental sound vibration. Shabda Brahma.
So
Бог Чайтанья направи много лесно това да мислим постоянно за Кришна.
And Lord Chaitanya, he did thinking of Krishna very easy.
Но как това да стане през другото време? Когато не мантруваме.
So by chanting of Hare Krishna, we can very easily think about Krishna. But
yes,
what about the other time?
The easiest way to think of Krishna is chant Hare Krishna. Yes, right.
But what about the other time of the day when we are not chanting?
You can chant without the beads also. You can chant on. You chant your 16 rounds, but then when you're walking down the street, you can go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What about service for Krishna then? You're not serving Krishna, not remembering Krishna.
Clean. I speak up. I can't hear you.
I said, even while doing the service, we are remembering Krishna. Everything is Krishna.
Actually. Any type of devotional service is a form of chanting. Chanting means kirtan, glorifying Krishna. So if by your action you were serving Krishna, that is also as good as chanting. If you're walking to the temple, but that walking is also chanting. If you're sweeping the floor of the temple room, that sweeping is also chanting. If you go to the kitchen and you clean the pots in the kitchen, that is also chanting. If you work hard and make some money and give that money to the temple, that working hard is also chanting. Last question.
Въпросът ми е свързан с това, че човек трябва да се ангажира без да се подбира служенията. Но виждаме в менажирането, че всъщност бактите са много привързани към това, те да се ангажират по начин, който те искат всъщност. Къде трябва да е баланс всъщност между тези две неща?
So it's a managerial practical question.
Okay.
We heard that a devotee, he should engage in any service without choosing. But also, from managerial point of view, we see that devotees, they want to engage in certain service that they like. So where is the balance between these two?
Yes, as far as possible, engage devotees in doing what they like for Krishna. That makes your management easier. But you also have to train your devotees to do the needful also, whatever requires to be done, even if they don't like it. So train your people to do whatever they're asked to do, whatever is required to be done. Train them like that. So whatever you train them, whatever you ask them to do, they will do it because you asked them to do it. Even though it's not their nature, they will still do it because you asked them to do it. Train them like that. And then, at the same time, as much as possible, engage them in doing what they like to do. But if they say, "But I'm not going to do that because it's not my nature," it means you didn't train them properly. You have to train them to be completely surrendered, to follow the temple authority, whatever instruction they're given. Because that's Prabhupada's order. Follow the temple authority. Because it's Prabhupada's order, it's also Krishna's order. So Krishna wants every devotee to follow the temple authority. And every devotee should know whatever the temple authority says, do it. That's the ISKCON that I joined in 1971. Everybody knew whatever the temple authority says, you do it. There's no question, you just do it. Not, "Well, I don't like to do it." No, there's no question of that. That was not the mood in ISKCON when I joined. Whatever you're told to do, you do it. Period. That's it. There's no question of what you like or don't like to do. But then the manager, he will, as far as possible, he'll engage people in doing what they like to do because it makes it easier. If you, the idea is, "Well, I only do the service that I like to do," then you're not a devotee. You're just a, you're a rascal. Anybody will only do what they like and won't do what they don't like. They're not a devotee.
Ако всеки прави само каквото му харесва и не прави нищо останало, тогава
той е rascal.
Той е просто един негоден.
So surrender means whatever my whatever Krishna wants, whatever my what Prabhupada wants, what my guru wants, whatever my temple authority wants, I do it. That's so.
Така че отдаване означава каквото Кришна иска.
Did Arjuna want to fight the battle? No, he did not want to fight the battle. But he did so on the order of Krishna. This every devotee must remember. Arjuna did not want to fight the battle, but he fought the battle because Krishna ordered him to fight the battle. So you may not want to do something you're told to do, but you're doing it because you're told to do it. It's as if in military discipline, Prabhupada says.
Дори ние да не искаме да направим нещо, трябва да го направим както Арджуна. Той не искал да стража, обаче го е направил заради желанието на Кришна. И ние трябва да сме готови да направим същото, Шива Прабхупад казва, като с военна дисциплина.
So we will stop here.
Ще спрем.
And there will be one more class tomorrow morning.
И ще има още един
клас. Before we head out, we're tomorrow, Vishnupriya Maharaji and myself are heading out to London. I'll be speaking at Bhaktivedanta Manor, and then we're going to on to Mauritius and South Africa, Malaysia, Australia, back to the U.S. We are scheduled to come back for the Ratha Yatra in Sliven and Burgas and later this year. So we'll see you all again later this year. So please take this process very seriously and qualify yourselves to go back to home by the God in this lifetime.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sankarshan Prabhu ki.
Jai.